Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. And if you are just joining us, we are taking flight on hour two of episode number 263 of the Rod Peterson Show, coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. You're going to want to get your headphones ready, dupes, because we got a big interview coming up. You let me know the second Lee Steinberg checks in, if you don't mind, please, Clark. Agents really became a huge thing with Jerry Maguire, with the movie. Lee Steinberg was the initial Jerry Maguire, and actually made me thinking I wanted to be an agent until I realized how much work it was.
Right.
And Clark's telling me that Lee Steinberg is ready from Newport Beach, California. So I'm just going to go back on the quick six show topics. This is what we've been talking about today. Rough Riders revealing a grim reality last night. If the CFL doesn't play games in 2020, they'll be losing $10 million. And even if they do play, the outcome is only marginally better. Point two, Henry Burris goes off on our poll today. I asked who is the two best quarterbacks of the last decade in the CFL. I only put Ricky Ray and Bo Levi Mitchell. Hank hasn't talked to me since. So we redid the poll and put Henry Burris in there and Mike Riley. You can vote now for Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center. Point three, the NFL Hall of Fame game in Canton has been canceled. It's the first on-field event canceled by the National Football League. Is it a sign of things to come? Point four, Hockey Hall of Fame leftovers from last night. Theo Fleury snubbed from the 2020 class, but we knew that was coming. Point five, Vince Carter retires this morning. It was announced by Vince himself, the original Air Canada. We're asking you for your best Vince Carter memories. And point six, the week three CFL sim season kicks off tonight in Hamilton. Saskatchewan and Hamilton will be broadcasting it on this very same Facebook Live channel. We've established a line of the Ticats favored by 3.5. Alex Runyons will be performing the live halftime show. We're very excited about it. There's several more topics, but let's get to our next guest, Lee Steinberg, joining us from California, agent to the stars. And wow, he looks great. Lee, good morning. Looks like the pandemic looks like the pandemic's treating you very well out there on the West Coast.
Well, we haven't been hit quite as hard as some other places, but it looks like a burglar show because everyone's wearing masks.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it is. Well, I got to ask you this. The last time I saw you were flying for the NFL draft to, I think you were going to be with Tua. You were on an empty plane. What do you remember about draft weekend in the National Football League leading up to the Thursday night round one?
It was the first time I really had been out of quarantine, so had no idea what to expect, and got to the airport, which was basically at 9 o'clock at night, completely empty, and got on a plane where I think there were 9 or 11 people. And it was an eerie feeling, but there was so much celebration at the Tua Ranch in Gadsden, Alabama, and then later with Jerry Jeudy, and later with George Ismail, that notwithstanding the ironic nature of it all, it was nothing's better than draft night. It's the biggest high you can ever experience with a player.
No kidding. It's a Super Bowl for the GMs and the scouts, too, because it sets the direction of the franchise. And, of course, for the players, it sets their future, too. But I got to ask you this, just a personal question. Everybody knows that you're Patrick Mahomes guy. This morning, ESPN, Dominic Foxworth picked him as the number. If you're picking all-time NFL players, who's your number one pick? He said Patrick Mahomes. And now you got Tua. How do you find time for all your guys, Lee? How do you do it?
It breaks down into the experience. So the first part is with a young draftee, it requires a tremendous amount of time to help guide them through scouting. And then once they've gotten through scouting, they've been drafted, so you have an emotional bond with that player. And then you go right on to the first contract. And so the players require more time in their first year than they do later on.
Has there been a player that you've been closer to than Warren Moon, who was just on this show a few weeks ago? Obviously, you delivered his Canton induction speech. Were you ever closer to anybody other than Warren, or since Warren?
Well, we went longer, right? So probably the answer is no, because we went for 23 years together as agent and client. We had those wonderful 6 years up in Edmonton, and then that was followed by all the years in the NFL. He played 23 years, if you can imagine, and he was a consummate role model. He was a consummate role model in that he made a major difference in people's lives. He set up high school scholarship funds. He set up a scholarship fund really at every level that he had been at. And so it really was made a good, he was outstanding. And we sort of grew up together, really.
Now, he told us that story, and we've had a lot of UW players come through here who have, thanked him for mentoring him. Keith Price comes to mind. You know, he gives back. It tells me all that I need to know about Warren Moon. By the way, with the Canton cancellation today, Lee, what do you think that means for the NFL season?
I think it's just the first event, and unfortunately we've got a situation where people are the rates are going up in many states across the country, so that creates a difficulty. And remember, the Canton game was always the weekend prior to the regular preseason, so it was an additional game. So I guess they just want more time. But to cancel that event, which celebrates the...
Okay, you guys let me know when we got Lee back. Clark's telling me he went to a part of his room where the cell phone coverage isn't as good. Or maybe he went on or off.
Got a notification.
Oh, his secretary logged in. Okay, he got bumped off the call. That was what was going on? Oh, boy. So remember where Lee was when he got cut off there. What was it? For them to cancel that game.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
And I've just broken into a sweat. So what do we do now, Clark? Okay, Clark's telling me is that he is
taking the tour around the house. I wasn't sure where he's taking us.
Beautiful house.
That's great.
Beautiful house, by the way. You let me know the second that Lee has reestablished communication with us. And by the way, I think I brought his book in here, The Agent.
Yeah.
Is it here? I think it's somewhere around
here. I haven't seen it, but I know he signed it for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Signs his autograph. Show me the money. We've got Alan, the intern here, with his brother Greg. Have you guys watched Jerry Maguire yet? You watched the clip.
Okay, well, that's your homework. You have to watch the show before you come back. So if you're coming back tomorrow, you got homework tonight.
It's too bad that that interview got interrupted, and we're going to get Lee back right now. But that's one of those movies I said, every time I come across it on cable and it's playing, I stop and I watch it. And all those agents that were in it, those old-time guys. Remember the one guy said, when you don't have this, nothing else matters. I never forgot that. But what was that guy's name in the movie? Sure as hell wasn't Bob Sugar.
No. No, sure as hell wasn't him. But that applies everywhere, right? It applies to what we're doing, too. We've said that.
Well, of course.
We've said that, right? I mean, if you're not into it. But you can say, show me the money and do all that. But if you're not in love with what you're doing, none of it means anything. You're not going to be that into it. But, man, I mean... I'm still baffled you guys haven't seen the movie.
Well, they were even born when Jerry Maguire came back. Okay, we got Lee back. Lee, we were hanging on your every word, so this is where you left off. You said for them to cancel that game, dot, dot, dot. Can you pick up there?
It's very difficult because the players that make the Hall of Fame, it really is the point in a lot of senses of their career, and it's such a unique honor. And so... I suppose what they're going to have to do is, like everything else, figure out a virtual way to broadcast that ceremony. But the game itself is a week ahead of the other games. And one of the great blessings that football has is it starts much later than the other sports, although they're dragging their feet. And so the hope was that... there would have been a flattening of the curve of the virus by now, but evidently it's not happening.
Yeah. So what? How often are you getting asked if the NFL is going to play? How many times daily are you getting asked if there's going to be an NFL season?
I believe there will be a season. I mean, remember that it's September and it's still mid to late June now, and there's time. And hopefully the spiking that we're seeing in different places will have settled down by then.
All right, Lee, this is now a burning question of mine. So I've watched Jerry Maguire at least 30 times. I've read your book. I met you when you came here with Vince Young. To the point where I thought of being an agent, and I was approached by an agency to do it, and then they told me the work that was involved. I'm like, not interested, not just the recruiting and the stealing and all. Just it's not all you on a yacht with Steve Young, man. That's what people see of your life. What's the part that wasn't in the movie? What? It's not all easy.
No, first of all, agency has three major components. The first would be recruiting and getting clients, and that. It's a torturous enterprise because there are thousands agents certified in the NFL, so the competition's really stiff. The second part would be contract negotiation, which has been streamlined now, especially in the NFL and the NBA, because they have salary caps for rookies. So the veteran negotiations really are the ones that offer a chance to show some expertise. And then at the last level, it's maintaining clients, it's servicing clients. So what don't they show? They don't show sitting outside a game waiting for your quarterback in Foxborough when Monday Night Football just ended and it's snowing and it's 1:30 in the morning and you're sitting in the parking lot waiting for the very last player to come out, which will always be your own client, right? In other words, that will be the last one to ever exit. So they don't show some of that. But the highs are setting up charitable and community programs, stimulating the best in young athletes, and helping them be role models of the community and charity program, and then stimulating the best in them for second career.
Sure. Well, and that my point is they don't put the non-glamorous stuff in the movie because it's non-glamorous. That's all that my point was on that. And you do run your agency camps, by the way. I mean, there's dozens, if not hundreds, of usually young people that are signing up for this. Can you talk about that a little bit and what you put them through?
So we have two educational components. One is the Agent Academy. And in that one, we actually teach basic skills, so the young people have to get up and recruit a potential client, and in one case they had to recruit Patrick Mahomes and his parents or Marvell Tell or a number of other players. The second thing they do is they negotiate a contract. So half of them play general managers, half of them play player agents, and they have to negotiate with each other. And then they have to do a marketing and branding program. So that's very popular, the Agent Academy. And you can go to our website, steinbergsports.com, and look it up. The second thing we do is sports career conferences. And we just did one on Saturday virtually in Dallas. And there you get an hour of sports media. So you get broadcasters and print media. You get an hour of marketing and branding, an hour about how to work for a team, a league, a conference, or a athletic department, an hour of entrepreneurship and charity. So it really is an opportunity to interact with and be mentored by some of the experts in the field. This is our attempt to train a new generation of ethical, principled young sports professionals that have the actual skills to succeed.
SteinbergSports.com for all the details. Two last questions, Lee. I'm sure you follow the perils that the CFL faces. I was talking about it just before you came on. Would you mind giving a testimony for the Canadian Football League and what it means to pro football, given these tough times?
Well, first of all, every player I've ever had in Canadian football, and back in the day in Edmonton, I had Jim Germany and Waddell Smith and Tommy Scott and Brian Kelly and Ricky Williams then went up there later. They love it up there. They find that the experience is a really positive one. They love the way practices are held and the pacing. And remember that not only is football exciting in and of itself and interesting, but it builds stars, so they can either play there as Warren Moon did for 6 years, or at some point some of them come back to the NFL, and you know, that's the Jeff Garcias and Vince Ferragamos and a whole set of players. But it would really be tragic to lose the rich heritage and tradition of that league and the superlative athletes who play in it. And it's I know it's a tough year for everybody, but that league functions very well, great ownership, good coaching, and the games are fun.
Fun and fast, no doubt. Well, Quentin, there's a commercial right there for the CFL. And I can't let you get off the line, Lee, without saying that you and I are on the same team, on the sunny side of life. You're not hiding it. It was the last part of your book, obviously. Can you talk about being in long-term recovery and what it's meant to you? I mean, you just look what recovery does to a guy. Look at it. Your thoughts on making that life change?
So what happened was I chose the wrong path with alcohol, and in 2010 I decided that the only thing that was important in my life was A, to be sober and have long-term sobriety, and B, to be a good father to my kids. So I joined a unique fellowship and worked a 12-step program and committed to that. And last March, I celebrated my 10th year of continuous sobriety. And so for anyone out there struggling, who's hopeless because of addiction to a substance, you can find the path, the way back. And there is hope out there and help for you. So don't despair.
Absolutely. Don't give up on yourself. Lee, thanks so much for all the time. I know how busy you are. Thanks for this. Keep it up and stay safe down there in California.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Lee Steinberg joining us from Newport Beach, the original Jerry Maguire. And I feel good. I emptied the tank on questions on that.
Good.
If you noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there are more, of course. I could have talked about Vince Young and all that.
Yeah.
But
you'd have him here all day. If you could.
And he's a busy guy.
Oh, yeah.
Busy guy. Alan Lee, show me the rock star hat of the day. I like it, Alan. Maybe you should get it. He says yes. He agrees. I don't know if Lee Steinberg's ever been photographed in a ball cap. Would he wear a rock star of the day?
I don't know.
There's only one way to find out, of course.
I don't know.
We will take a timeout and be back. We got a sports update coming up. We've got Joe Whitbread of the Red Deer Rebels. Just another fantastic show today, all lined up by our producer, Clark. We'll be right back. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, we are Pure Clean Restoration Regina, and today we're at Modern Men's Salon disinfecting and applying Aegis Microbe Shield Protection. Aegis Microbe Shield creates a layer of confidence when reopening your business. It actively works in between cleanings to reduce the microbial load and keep places like Modern Men's Salon safer in between regular cleaning practices. As Saskatchewan reopens and the salons prepare for more traffic, this protection is an extra level of security for both staff and customers.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm just texting back our national anthem singer for tonight, Kelly Bruce. CFL Sim tonight.
This is a game day. I mean,
yeah, Thursday Night Football.
All the things are lining up. Pretty wild. I feel it. I was sitting, you know, outside on the deck doing the game prep and everything last night. Now, obviously, a lot lighter game prep than I would do if we were on television or the radio. But it still, it feels something. And with the, you know, the posters we have going around social media and everybody else tweeting about it, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Dupes and I have established the money line, the betting line for week three in CFL Sim. The Hamilton Tiger Cats are favored by 4.5 points tonight over the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. 5 p.m. kickoff on Facebook Live on this very channel. Mountain. 2.5 point favorites. Calgary Stampeders are at Winnipeg Friday. And Saturday night, Edmonton at BC, the Eskimos are favored by 2.5. And shockingly, there's been no backlash from anybody on that line.
Zero.
So I guess we'll find out when the games are played, right?
Yeah.
You are talking on the field.
The one thing that I don't know why I didn't realize it when I was doing prep, but Rico Murray on that Hamilton defense is pretty amazing. He's played in each of the last three Grey Cups.
That's cool.
Three different teams, right? Ottawa, Toronto.
How'd you find that?
And Hamilton. I was on his bio. I'm doing my work, putting in the work. But I saw it. I'm like, wherever this guy goes, he ends up playing in the. He's played in the 105th, 106th, and 107th Grey Cup.
He's the new Tad Cornegay.
Yeah. Where he goes, the Grey Cup follows.
The Grey Cup kid.
Not necessarily winning, but he's going to play in the game.
Same as Tad.
Yeah.
Our VP of Sim Events writes in, Nelson Hakowicz. He says, I'm excited. There's lots of hype around this week in the Sim. Sports update. Canadian golfer Mackenzie Hughes shot an opening round of 10 under 60 today at the PGA's Travelers Championship. Hughes from Dundas, Ontario, had 10 birdies and no bogeys to lead Rory McIlroy by three shots among the round's early finishers. Hughes had a chance to shoot the 12th sub-60 round in PGA Tour history, but missed a 40-foot putt for birdie on hole number 9, his 18th hole of the day. The Canadian Elite Basketball League has announced plans to hold a tournament in St. Catharines, Ontario, starting next month. The league said today in a news release that all seven of its teams will participate in the event at the Meridian Center, which is scheduled to start with training camps opening July 15th. The winner of the round-robin competition will be declared the 2020 CEBL champion. So that, if that's round-robin, it's not really a bracket. Lee Genier is coming on tomorrow, the president of the Rattlers, to unpack all this.
Yeah.
A round-robin is not a single elimination tournament.
No, but it might be a round-robin to determine seeding and then get into single elimination.
Okay, because I saw somewhere that it was single elimination, but in a round robin, you could lose and still have a chance to win. That's not single elimination.
Yeah, you got to figure out how you're going to rank them, right? I think that's where the round robin comes in.
Church Hill Downs officials have gotten their wish, announcing Thursday that when the rescheduled Kentucky Derby is run in September, there will be fans in the stands, just more spread out than usual. The historic track got the go-ahead to run the Derby and Oaks this fall with spectators under strict guidelines to limit crowd density for the marquee Triple Crown race that annually attracts more than $150,000. The 146th running of the Oaks for Fillies and the Derby had been postponed from May till September 4th and 5th because of the coronavirus pandemic. This sports update is for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See you at Wendell's. We really got to get up there and soon, and I think we can.
Yeah, we really should.
Sea is parting. We can get out. I've been out of this town in a long time.
I know.
Not that distance, anyways.
No.
And for Wendell, for Ben Cahoon's G2G protein bars, fresh, all natural, healthy, and delicious. I had one this morning, the almond coconut.
So good.
Filled me right up.
So good.
Seven delicious flavors. Whey protein. It rapidly digests and feeds muscle tissue and helps in muscle recovery. Did you know that? There's what you learned today.
Whoa.
You know, on the racing, by the way, I mentioned I haven't been as big on the KBO baseball, even though I do have the scores. It doesn't help when your team sucks. Yours is last place. Mine's second last place. But just hang on.
Yeah.
I'll say this with the racing. Tonight, it's Thursday night racing on TSN at Woodbine in Toronto. I won't be watching. I'll be doing the sim, but I'll be probably PVRing it because I watched a lot of it last week. But here is the problem with racing, horse racing. They're fast. They're like 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So you got six races. You're fleshing out 3 hours of gobbledygook, which is also fine. Laura Diakin, Jason Portwando, Brody Lawson. It's a great crew. But it's a lot of tap dancing around the races. Not like NASCAR where it's zoom, 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 zoom for 3 to 4 hours.
Right.
Which is cool, too.
And at least if you run into stories, you can just recap where the drivers are or talk about, you know, where the, you know, somebody making a move or same thing in baseball where it's a lot of storytelling. At least you have that backup. So you're never feeling like I got to keep going. You can always go to the pitch or go to something that's happening in the game or recap the scoring, you know, with the track. It's a lot of betting in between and you better have a lot of stories to tell about the horses and the jockeys and everything else.
Well, those guys and girls on TSN did though.
Yeah.
Like I said, who knew that Jason Portwando is the Mel Kiper of horse racing? Who knew?
Certainly not me.
Well, no, that's but it. Hey, how do you get to find out? I mean, this pandemic, as far as draining the swamp, you know, I tweeted, this pandemic's draining the swamp, and people lost their minds because they thought that I meant by people dying, it was thinning out the herd. That's not what I meant. It's exposed a lot of people, but propped a lot of people up.
Mm-hmm.
Like for Laura Diakin, who I believe started on Fan 590 Toronto reading sports updates, she's now anchoring big stuff on TSN and launching them into the cheap seats.
Yep.
She's a heavy hitter.
Oh, yeah.
How would you know until you got to fill 3 hours of a horse race at the right. night at the track?
And then you succeed.
Wait, and you do it.
Always be ready. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Always be ready, you know, and it's kind of that whole idea of, you know, dress for the job you want, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are in a small market and you look like you're in a small market, you'll always be considered small market, right? If you, Lee Steinberg rolls into town and looks like he doesn't belong here because he looks like $1 million or whatever, that's how people will perceive you, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's always, you know, done a good job of perceiving herself and making sure that she's, you know, at that next level, right? And now she's proven it.
Just one comment on the sim tonight. I people were saying to me, it's amazing how seriously you took the play-by-play of the simulated game. Well, if you don't know that I'm going to do that, 31 years in the business, that I'm going to take it seriously, then you don't know me. But having said that, I'm going to dial it back a little bit. You and I talked about how we're going to change things because it is still a video game. We're going to have a little more fun with it. I was not prepared for just the wave, play, 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 play. It was 77 minutes of consecutive talking, basically, by me. So we've brought in a sideline reporter tonight to take a little bit of the angst off me. And I'm not going to be as dialed in. It's still going to be professional, but it's still a video game and a sim. So we're going to try and have a little more fun. It was awesome last week. It'll be more fun tonight.
Oh, yeah, it will be. And we still mixed in enough fun. And that's, you know, when you find the perfect balance of, okay, we're calling the game. People actually are hanging on the plays to find out if they're going to win. That's what you want. But you also want it to have that sprinkling of fun and something you don't usually get. So we're finding that balance.
Alan, the Asian sensation intern, writes in. He says, dress for success. Coming from the man in the Indomitian Sioux jersey.
Dressing for the job he wants.
I'm teasing you, Alan. He's just going to come around to my line of humor and then be gone.
Yeah.
He'll get a job at CNN or something.
I know.
Anonymous texter writes in from the 647, says, thanks for your support of the Argos and BMO. People don't know what they're missing. Can we cut that clip? I got it written down here. On CFL venues.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're missing, but it doesn't mean that it can't be. As we say in the recovery world, what's been done can be undone. What's been created can be recreated. Anything's possible.
Absolutely.
I firmly believe that. Speaking of great venues, the Red Deer NMAX Centrium is one. Joe Whitbread joins us. He is the in-arena host, social media analyst of the Red Deer Rebels. There's Joe. Joe, hey, I recognize that guy. He doesn't have his mask on. How you doing, Joe? Oh, and no video or no audio. Hang on. Hey. He looks so great.
Oh, I know.
I could tell it was going to sound great, too. Yeah. It's a small thing. Okay, Clark says it's a small thing. We got him out. Okay, Joe, we got you. How you doing, my friend?
I'm so great. You'd think after 20 years I'd know how to turn a microphone on.
Was it you? I thought it was us. Okay, I got you.
No, guilty. I'm a little out of practice, Rod, but great to be with you.
Yeah, hey, we got a lot of Alberta viewers, a ton actually. Calgary and Edmonton make up, number three and number four for viewership for this program. Joe, what is pandemic life like in central Alberta, if you don't mind? What's the update from there?
Yeah, you know, a lot better experts ask that question of than me, but I must admit, you know, everything we're reading and seeing from, you know, qualified health and safety people at a governmental level and even in communities is really good. You know, certainly when compared to south of the border or even major parts of Canada, I think central Alberta, even Edmonton and Calgary, Alberta's done a really great job instructing people. But more importantly, I think citizens are cooperating and doing things right. Obviously, there's flaws in the system a little bit when patios get a little bit overflowing and shopping malls and stores start to open. But I think we're doing a really good job. Last I've seen, the cases are down and people are just really eager to get back to real life.
Right. Well, just whatever normal will be. And the one thing, if people haven't spent time in Red Deer, you're that tweener city, right? People choose their allegiances between the Eskimos, the Stamps, or the Riders, or the Orders of the Flame, but they really love the Rebels. So when the season was called, what did that do to the fan base? And what are you hearing amongst the hockey fans in terms of how they're filling their time?
Yeah, I've been so fortunate to be part of this world. Junior hockey, certainly, you know, amateur sport. Just finished my, almost finished my 20th season as the game night host in Red Deer. Been around this part a long time. You're absolutely right, Rod. This is for those of you who don't know geographically, I mean, I'm sure it's well documented that Red Deer is in the middle. And I mean, it is geographically in the middle. You're absolutely right. We've got a lot of Esks fans, but there's Stamps fans everywhere. Plenty of support for Jerome Iginla because he's a Calgary Flame, but also because he's from St. Albert. There's just a lot of bridge between sports fans in this community. When the Rebels season shut down, like so many other sports, like so many other pastimes for people, there was a loss. I mean, we have to admit that. Sports fans like you and me and so many others on social media, we use this as our escape. It's our reality television. And when it disappeared, and while it's still gone, there is a loss. And that was clear when it shut down in March. We were on a road trip to Swift Current and didn't ever come home. So one of the hardest parts for us, much like a playoff run, was we didn't have a chance to say goodbye. I know that sounds maybe silly. You know, Cam Moon and the radio broadcast had a chance to follow up on radio and interviews. But from a building perspective, season ticket holders, billets, families, fans, and just general public didn't have a chance to say goodbye. And that was very difficult.
How often do you get confused for Cam Moon?
Since I started realizing I didn't have the hair quite a lot. Cam's behind his mic more than on camera, which he does just a tremendous job. I've had such a great relationship with Mr. Moon for so long. But recently on social media, many, many people think that I am him, and I potentially assume he is him. But to be compared or even said in the same sentence as that man is, as you know, quite an honor.
I just wondered around the streets of Red Deer if people come up and bumped into you. Hey, Cam. One of our viewers writes in and says, Jeff Krieger says, there's been a lot of great players to go and come out of Red Deer. Way too many to name. I saw the other day they had named your favorite all-time Red Deer Rebel. I named Lloyd Shaw, and Lloyd saw it. He's living in Seattle and thanked me for that. That was a sentimental thing for me. But Man, the Rebels have meant so much. Like, what a... If there's a level higher than a Grand Slam, that's what the WHL hit by putting the Rebels in Red Deer, right? I mean, it's just been no looking back.
Yeah, for those of you who are less familiar with our club in Central Alberta, you know, established in 1992, the Sutter family took over in the late 90s after Brent retired from his NHL career. Brent brought in something that, you know, many clubs have done in the past across the CHL, but certainly... You know, we'd be remiss if he didn't say he raised the bar on a professional organization level. You know, Brent Sutter brought in years of acumen with a professional club, the Islanders and the Blackhawks, and he wanted to run this club, you know, from top notch from the beginning, and he did. And as a result, the players that come through develop in a very different way, I think, than a lot of different junior hockey cities. And that's not at all against anyone else's program. There's some amazing programs across the Canadian Hockey League, but Mr. Sutter and his family have really treated everyone who comes through here, whether it's, you know, someone just having a cup of coffee in the junior ranks, hoping to make their way along, or someone who's destined for the NHL. Names like, you know, Cam Ward and Colby Armstrong, Dion Phaneuf, but even, you know, the Colin Frasers, Darcy Kemper had an incredible year. You know, we've been a goalie gold mine for a while with James Reimer and obviously Cam Ward with his Stanley Cup and his Conn Smythe. Some really incredible players, but first-class organization is something you hear a lot around here. And I can honestly tell you, after 20 years near and inside that dressing room and in the front office, that's what it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's one thing to be thought of as first-class outside your market, to be thought of as first class inside your market, to me means even more, because people like to find the negative in every little nitpicky thing, right? Especially when it's your number one franchise in town, like the Rebels are. That is a very heady praise there. One last question. Nelson Hackwich wants to know, was Joe around for the Memorial Cup in 01?
In fact, great question. Thanks, Nelson. Yeah, that was my very first season. That was my rookie year. I actually think often of Theo Fleury. He talks quite often about, and Cam Ward for that matter, both of them winning the Stanley Cup in their very first year, and certainly not you know, on the ice for me, but my first season here after leaving the AJHL's Grand Prairie Storm was when I moved my family to Red Deer, was 2000-2001, an incredible team captained by Jim Vandermeer, going to Regina to win the Memorial Cup in overtime against Val-d'Or. That was my very first season. And the subsequent three seasons, we made the final. Didn't make it to the Memorial Cup, but went all the way. And so the first 4 years in the junior ranks, I was like, this is easy. I love this. So great question, Nelson. It's been 20 years since, and I want to get back, even though we hosted in 2016.
Joe, I don't have a sports question for you, but you got to do us a favor. Write a blog post or something we can post online about how to be a guest on the Rod Peterson Show, because this looks and sounds phenomenal. Yeah. Like, I mean, whatever your internet settings
are. What's your trick?
Your audio settings. I mean, it's one of the best we've had.
Wow, I really appreciate that. I'll be honest with you guys. You know, a lot of people know me from the Red Deer Rebels, and it's wonderful. I do many community events, many online interviews. What a lot of people don't know is you know, I have a television and a radio background. You know, composition of a shot, what you're seeing on your screen, audio, lighting, all very important to me because of my television broadcast background. That means a lot that you say that. But I appear not just in sports. Without sounding braggadocious, my business is looked upon as someone who leads the way in social media mental health for youth, and so we appear on a lot of news programs in that regard. So I know what a good shot is for, and hopefully a good soundbite too. And I appreciate the invite to be here today.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Joe, big fans out here of the Rebels, yourself, and all the rest. Stay safe, and let's do it again here soon. And hope the boys are on the ice this fall.
Absolutely, we're both on the same page. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Joe Whitbread joining us from Red Deer, the Rebels Inn Arena host. Rick Hagelin, one of our viewers, says, perfect sound and pick. So I don't know what it was.
You notice he still didn't tell us, right? He didn't tell us what it was.
Text him. DM him.
He won't give away the secret sauce.
That's Paul's
term. But that needs to be, I just think, he needs to write that. It needs to be on the site, and our viewers can just, when Clark posts
it. Give it to Clark.
And he can just attach the link if you need to know.
Lots to get to, folks, on the RP show here. We'll be right back. You are watching on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, CastBox, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG, always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back. We got a lot of fun things here to do before the top of the hour. One thing I don't get, Colin in Ottawa writes, put a WHL team in Fort McMurray. Why would you care, Colin? I'm not against it. You're in Ottawa. What do you care if it's a major junior team in...
I don't know.
Darren Stanky, Stanks... He's a blogger, reporter out of Saskatoon. He says, Rod hit it bang on talking about what it was like to go to Blue Bombers games in Winnipeg. I enjoy Winnipeg's atmosphere. Great stuff. And, well, I said to the guys in the break, I said, well, of course I hit it right on the head. I don't sit here and talk out my ass every day. I tell you, I've been a lot of places. I tell you what it's like. And in Winnipeg, I respect the fact that they don't like you and they would stab you in the chest the second you walk, the second your plane lands in town.
Yeah.
They're just stabbing you. I like that. I'd like to think I'm the same way. I get it from my dad, by the way, who said to me about himself, if I don't like you, you know I don't like you. Do you not respect that?
Yeah. I mean,
it doesn't sound like you do.
No. You don't like it.
The dangerous guys are the guys that act like your friend.
Yes.
And stab you in the back.
There's a difference
when you leave the room.
There's a difference between liking it and respecting it.
Nobody, no, I didn't like it.
Nobody likes to be hated or not be liked, right? But you can respect it because the worst thing is thinking somebody likes you and realizing later that they never did.
That's painful.
That's painful.
Right.
So, yeah.
But this is what I also understand. So many things continue to reveal themselves to me.
Yep.
After a year and a half now out of the CFL, how some people get it and some don't. I respected what it was with Winnipeg was because I knew that it wasn't personal. They hated me because I came in wearing green. It's not personal. Or at least I don't think it is.
No. They're like a bull. You know? Sees the red cape.
Right. So the second I whip off the green and I'm just a normal guy, I would like to think that we can be friends. If that's not the case, then you got the issues, dude. But it's not personal. Like, I don't hate Calgary as a personal thing. It's all a professional thing with the way I've been treated for years.
Right.
Going in there. Pretty simple, really.
For sure. And you stirred it up on your end. And that was...
Was doing my job.
You played the game.
Was doing my job.
Yep.
Oh, I could talk about this forever. Paul in Waterloo says the WHL should put a team in Swift Current. That's cold.
Wasn't even that long ago that they were really good.
The NHL should put a team in Toronto. Pa-dum-punch. Thank you, Alan. You got it before me. Ouch, Clark says. Metal Shingle Guy writes in, should I save the sim talk for overtime or get into it now? Do it both.
Why not do it both?
Metal Shingle Guy writes in and says, how long is the leash on Cody tonight? Will we see Harker? I like the call from last week. It'll be even better tonight. I think our call will be better tonight. But the star of the broadcast is always who?
The players. The game.
The game. The star of the broadcast is always the game. And it was a real dog last week.
Oof.
Riders won 8-3. Let's hope that there's a little more points on the board. Let's hope that they show up loud and proud in Steel Town.
How are we doing in Hamilton, by the way, Clark? Are we getting enough play over there?
Well, hang on. He's putting up the graphic again. Our listeners can't see this, but our viewers can. Here is the poster for Thursday night football. Unfinished business for the Hamilton Tiger Cats as they take on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Hashtag bring it home. Riders looking to bring the Grey Cup home in 2020. Played in their house. And, yes, this is why I said this will spill over into overtime, but Nelson Hakowicz says, forget Harker, we have Frank the Tank. Do you guys not understand? If Cody's coming out for any reason, and by the way, I don't plan for that to happen, but it's James Franklin coming in.
Yeah.
Frank the Tank.
And Cody's not coming out unless he's dragging a leg or something.
He snapped his leg. Like, yeah.
It's just not happening.
We'll take a break and come back and get into more sim things. We'll talk about the money line, week 3 storylines, preview tonight. Colin in Ottawa says, I'm just saying Fort McMurray has the population to be a WHL town. Maybe not as much after the wildfire, though. Does Fort McMurray have the population to be a dub town? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. If you're going to make jokes about Swift Current shouldn't have a WHL team, what are you going to put a team in Fort McMurray? I don't think so. It's 4 hours north of Edmonton on the highway, right? It's not terrible. Look at what they're doing to drive to Prince George or what it was to drive for Brandon for all those years. Mm-hmm. I'm not dismissing the idea, but nobody else seems to have thought about it. They've got a beautiful football stadium there in Shell Place. You know?
Yeah.
There's one street in Fort McMurray. Have you been there? One. Have you been there?
No, not to Fort McMurray.
It's a cool town. It's a cool town. We'll talk about that more when we come back for overtime. It's the RP Show Thursday, June 25th, episode 263. We'll continue after this on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Services company, LED sign rentals, video production, event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Well, thank you, everybody. We're finishing up coffee just in time for lunch out here in Western Canada. Can't speak for you folks in Eastern Canada. I have just tweeted the poll for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, and it is, who is Thursday's rock star of the day? Justin Dunk, Chuck Kurtai, Lee Steinberg, or Joe Whitbread? And they're all great. Nice work, Jordan. I've got Lee Steinberg, of course. And you have a theory as to why he picked up either his laptop or his phone and he walked around his entire Newport Beach, California beach house during that interview.
Well, he set it right down in a certain spot. He's looking so good and so tan, but he needed everybody to know that he was applying the banana boat sunscreen and still taking care of his skin, because he set the phone down right in front of the bottle of suntan lotion. He wanted to make sure to get the banana boat in the shot.
The dude is extremely photogenic.
Ugh. He looks like he just bathes in the sun all day.
Well, I think he does. And I want to, before we get into the sim again tonight, I will tell you my agent story. I won't tell you the agency, but I had a player agency ask me if I would be interested in being an agent. And I actually considered it because of the Jerry Maguire thing.
Yep.
It's a little like our broadcast business. All anybody sees is this. They don't see the other stuff.
Right.
So I said, hey, I'd be interested. What do you want me to do? Well, you would be in charge of recruiting, which is what Lee said is the number one first fundamental thing with being an agent. And I said, well, tell me more. What would that mean? Well, you would be going to bantam hockey rinks all over Western Canada, maybe into the States, and recruiting 14-year-old players, dealing with their families. Well, you had me at 14. I'm out.
You lost me. Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait. I'm like, didn't you see Jerry Maguire? I'm flying all over the place. I'm in first class. Right?
Dealing
money for
pros.
Nothing. Chicks for free. So, did you guys not see Jerry Maguire? So, no. I admire it. It was an offer. What the hell? It was nice of them to ask. But the point is, and so I got to that with Lee, it's not all what you see.
Yeah.
Just like this. And it's very similar to scouting. I was offered a job to be a scout too, full time. And I was thinking about it because I was kind of ready to get out of broadcasting at that point of my life. But it was a Christmas day at my mom and dad's house in Les Jackson. You've heard us talk often of Les. He was at our house, Les Jackson, Dallas Stars assistant GM up until a month ago. And he left the house into minus 52, walked out, and was flying to Sweden for the start of the World Juniors the next day. I don't think I want to do that either.
Wow.
But again, people think, oh, you get paid to watch hockey? Must be great.
Yeah. And you're, you know, at parties and schmoozing and, you know, buying tickets, sitting courtside with your clients. Yes, that's part of it. Being on this show is part of it, but it's only 2 hours of a really long day. The rest of the day is what the job is. This is just the fun. This is the coffee break.
It's like the Ryder thing. I said calling the Ryder games is maybe 5 to at most 10% of the job. You have no idea what the job entails. It's one day a week for 6 months a year. Like, it's what about the other 5 days a week that you're on the air for hours on a time? What about, can you get me tickets? Can you get this signed? Can you get this? Can you get that? I don't field those calls anymore.
And as an agent, you're basically a steak knife salesman.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, 14-year-olds aren't sitting there being like, I need an agent. You know, especially the stars. They're ready to be stars. They're like, all these teams want me. Everything's good. You have to go tell them why they need the steak knives.
Oh, yeah.
Right? and convince them why they need the steak knives, why they need an agent. And you got to go everywhere, man. It's grueling, but if you're good at it and you enjoy it.
The guys that want to do it, do it. It's similar to broadcasting. We do it because we love it. We don't mind the crap work either.
Yeah.
But I wasn't willing to go sit outside a dressing room waiting for a 14-year-old kid in podunk, you know, Northwest Territories. Yeah. No. Somebody will do it.
Oh, yeah.
Not me. Sim tonight, again, Sask at Hamilton. We're all excited about it. Ticats favored by 4.5. Darren and I came up with it. I don't know what to say. The hay's in the barn, boys. Let's kick off. All the talking's been done.
Yep.
24 degrees. Mainly sunny in Hamilton for the kickoff tonight at Tim Hortons Field. We got the money line. What else? We need to find out from the CFL who the official is.
Yes.
I think it's Al Bradbury.
Okay, that's good.
They're honoring Kim Murphy before the game, by the way.
Oh!
The recently retired good. Kim Murphy. It's about time.
It is about time. I've been waiting for that announcement. CFL's been pretty quiet on that virtually, but but it's a big deal in Hamilton.
Friday on the show, John Frenzy. Boy, has this been a blazing fast week.
Yeah.
Wasn't Frenzy just in here?
It feels like it.
Tori Gurley, who's flying into Regina today. I actually thought Tori was going to be here by the time we went off the air. Oh, wait a minute. He lands at 12:30 and he's coming straight here.
Oh, he's coming.
He's coming here today to scout out the place for tomorrow's barbecue. Tori Gurley, former Cleveland Brown, Green Bay Packer, Argo, Blue Bomber, and what else? South Carolina Gamecock. Tori Gurley in here tomorrow. Doug Brown, Canadian Football Hall of Famer, Winnipeg Blue Bombers great, and current color man Doug Brown, president of the Rattlers, Lee Genier. But I don't want to go off the air without saying this. John O'Flynn's watching in Vancouver. He says, I discovered that for every 5 minutes of radio airtime, 60 minutes of preparation is required. I wouldn't necessarily go along with that. I know for some people that it is, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
For the Lee Steinberg interview, I didn't even have any questions lined up. It's just a conversation.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about me being on the air. I don't need to prepare a ton for that. Other than the play-by-play, I put far more hours into, but you want to be prepared. But this, it reminded me on the bus. When you're traveling 35,000 to 40,000 miles a year on a bus, I say 4 hours of bus sleep translates to 1 hour of real sleep.
Yeah.
When you've got an armrest up your back, or you're sleeping on the floor, or you're half your ass goes to sleep, 4 hours of bus sleep translates to 1 hour of real sleep. So those junior hockey guys, I salute them. I just couldn't have kept doing it. I get bored. It's not comfortable. It became work there too. That's all. So it was not as much about being on the air. That to me is like breathing. That's not a big deal. It's the stuff in between being on the air.
Yeah.
That's all. So thank you. And we go. We'll see you tomorrow for Football Friday at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on the RP Show.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.